Roman numeral 4. In order for us to stay on the line of life, we must take the way of enjoying Christ as a tree of life.
Testimony. I testified on the point Roman numeral 2a5. Our hardship defeats failures and disappointments, forces us to realize that there is no hope in our flesh. The flesh is good only to force us to turn to Christ in our spirit, to process us into the spirit, to make us desperate, to get into the spirit and keep us watchful, to stay in the spirit. At conferences and regular meetings, I was frequently enlightened by the Lord, and each time I resolved to love the Lord more and change my living according to His will. However, after a while, I found myself doing nothing and continuing my old lifestyle. At first, I scolded myself, what are you doing? But it did not help at all. I don't remember the details, but I clearly remember the feeling that my flesh is useless. Later, with the help of the life studies of the Bible, I came to understand that the flesh is the meeting hall of sin, death, and Satan, and it is completely opposite to God's economy and utterly powerless to carry out God's economy. I prayed as follows, Lord Jesus, my flesh is unable to be improved. The only purpose of my flesh is to make me completely despair of myself, to compel me and turn me to my spirit. I want to respond to your call and immediately carry out your will, but I do not have the strength to do so. If I let my guard down even little and rely on the flesh, I will fail. I will set my mind on the spirit and depend only on you. Even when it comes to loving you, I cannot rely on myself. I am too weak to love you unless I am touched by your fresh love. Before, I realized on myself and tried to love you, and when I failed, I was greatly disappointed. Now I am not even disappointed. Originally, my flesh is of no use in God's economy. I will gaze intensely at you alone. Let me keep touching you, then I will be able to walk under your divine dispensing. Due to my repeated failures with flesh, I was able to pray like this. Eventually, the flesh helped me and made me focus only on the Lord. My secret for receiving grace by renewing the vision and consecrations to practice God's ordained way is to use the Word of God and focus only on the Lord in such a desperate prayer.